What's going on, people? This is Elder Tenchi, and I am back with another episode of On the Brink. Recently, DC fandom has happened. It has come, it has gone. They dropped a lot of trailers, a lot of good content, but I only want to focus on a few. And yes, I'm going to talk about the Batman trailer. I want to talk about the Aquaman trailer. I want to talk about, of course, Harley Quinn Season 3. Okay, but one thing I gotta talk about first that I don't really see too many people talking about is the fact that Catwoman and Batwoman are getting an animated feature. Like, okay, now, if you've been following On the Brain for a long time, we've talked quite a bit about the Bat. We have talked about the people within his life. We have talked about certain films or the fact that there's way too much Batman out there. Honestly, we love him, but he gets so much when it comes to features and when it comes to movies and everything else. DC, I'm like, yo, you have so many characters. You have such a plethora of diverse and interesting characters besides Batman and Superman. And you know what? I would say Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, you know, the Holy Trinity of the Justice League, but Wonder Woman don't get as much as Batman and Superman do. Until now. Till they realize that, hey, Wonder Woman is bringing in the dough. Wonder Woman, as far as her notoriety, is putting butts in seats. People went to go see those movies. Now it seems like they're paying more attention to her, at least on that side of things. I haven't read a Wonder Woman comic in a while, but put some more respect on Diana's name. Now, when I first saw that Catwoman, one of my favorite Batman villains, and when I saw that she was getting her own feature-length animated film alongside another badass character in the form of Batwoman, man, I was like, okay, that was completely unexpected. Now, I have no idea if this is adapted from a previous story. I have no idea where this is coming from. All I do know is I cannot wait to watch it. Look at the trailer for that. It looks great. And even though, yes, it's still set in the Batman, centric part of the universe, it's not focused on Batman. It's focused on a member of the Bat family, and it's focused on one of his, anti-heroes / love interests. It's just great to see someone else get some shine. That's all I'm saying. It's great to see someone else get some shine. Aside from that, you got the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League video game trailer. And honestly, that is dope. Now, I haven't touched an Arkham game in a while. I haven't played a Batman game in a while or a Batman related game in a while, but I remember last year when they announced the Gotham Knights for consoles. I was super excited because I love the rest of those characters: Red Hood, Batwoman, the Robins, all of them. Yo, it's great to see some people within that same family get some more shine. You know, I will never take the shine away from the Bat. We'll never do that. But you know, like I said, there has been way too much Batman in the last few years. But with that being said, that Batman movie trailer is dope. Okay, the Batman movie trailer looks dope. It looks grimy, gritty, you know, and the penguin looks awesome. Like all of that looks awesome. Now, the Riddler was a dead giveaway. I believe that they had talked about having the Riddler as the main villain when this movie was announced, or I could be wrong, but I could swear that I heard something about it before that first trailer dropped. And yeah, I'm excited. This whole thing has got me, you know, excited, and it's coming out in March, which is not that far away. Right now, currently, we're in October. We only have a few more months to go, you know, and it's gonna be great. Now, is it connected to anything? I don't know. Judging by the Flash trailer, it could be anything. You know, they could be doing standalones for all I know. If they decide to do standalones from here on out, because I even heard a rumor that they were trying to do another Joker movie from that point of view. Now, the Joker movie was completely out of left field. You know, really, you know, it was its own thing within its own part of the universe, really. You know, it wasn't the Joker that we knew. And, you know, some people were for it, some people were not. Me, I was like, it's a good movie about mental health. It's a good commentary about mental health and what it's like when you feel ignored. That's what I got from that movie. But based on the current Batman movie, this is gonna be a wild ride. This is Batman when he's still pretty new. Like, it looks like he's only been active for a few years at this point, right? And once again, Catwoman, favorite Batman villain, and Zoe Kravitz is sexy, okay? And I know she's gonna kill it because she's a great actress, but they knew what they were doing when they panned it to those legs first and then brought it up to her. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing because Catwoman, she is, you know, she's a strong woman, but she also leads with her sex appeal, so they wanted to show that. At least that's what I got, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, I think Zoe Kravitz is a great choice. I think this is going to be a very interesting, probably grounded film, you know? Like, my favorite Batman movie, like, big surprise, has been the Dark Knight series, 1 and 2 specifically. Batman Begins and then The Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises, I like it. I like it just fine. But this new Batman, whatever they decide to do with it, it looks like it's going to be a wild ride. And speaking of wild rides, that new Batmobile, okay? I saw people reviewing this trailer, and the first thing that they said, they would make a comparison to the, you know, cars that were in Fast and Furious, and I get it. You know, it's got that family vibe, you know? but it looks like it's going to be fun. It really does. Let me know what you think. Side note. If you're on Spotify and listening on Spotify, they recently started this feature where you can do polls and vote, you know, and vote for things. So I'll probably post a question at the end of this. If you're on Spotify and you happen to scroll down to the, you know, to the question, which are you looking forward to the most? Which of these upcoming DC films are you looking forward to the most? I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure it's most likely gonna be Batman, but you never know, because that Aquaman trailer looked pretty good too. That Aquaman behind the scenes and everything, it looked pretty good. And that Black Manta suit. That Black Manta suit looks sick. It looked like it came straight from the comics. Now, I'm the type of fan that gets finicky when they, you know, when they start doing costumes, but lately now they're starting to do, you know, comic accurate costumes. But I am also the type of fan that will not just gripe on the costume, because I know that based on what medium we're talking about, from comics to TV to movies, certain things translate different ways. Like, you know, sometimes funky colors don't always look good on film, you know what I'm saying? But with something like Black Manta, where it's literally all black with a little bit of chrome and everything, you know, that or whatever kind of metal he uses for that helmet, it works. You know, something all black, it works. And I'm not a fashion guy, but it looks pretty sick. Jason Momoa back as Aquaman, you know, and really this also looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, somebody had posed a question, right? I was on TikTok recently, and they had talked about how they like Jason Momoa as Aquaman, but they feel like it was a missed opportunity because they didn't cast him as Lobo. And I'm like, Lobo? Wait a minute. Oh, you know, based on the look and the attitude, the presence that he presents on screen, he would have made a great Lobo. I like him as Aquaman just fine, but yeah, he would have made a great Lobo if they do finally plan to get that character on screen somehow. Like, yeah, he's been on TV. If you've watched the Krypton series, but yeah, I think Jason Momoa would have made an awesome Lobo. You know, another time, another place, another universe, maybe, you know. But what do y'all think of that? What do you think of that idea? Now the last thing I want to talk about is Young Justice. Okay? They dropped a trailer for Young Justice, and they just said, oh, it's streaming now. So I go up there because I'm all excited. I want to see what this new season, aka Young Justice Phantoms, is going to be, because this is supposed to be the last season. So I go up there and there's two episodes already out. Great. Awesome. Excellent. And this looks like it'll probably be the darkest season. It'll probably be the darkest season. I'm not gonna spoil anything, cause like I said, it just dropped. That's, you know, the same night they dropped the stuff for Fandom, all those trailers, all that stuff. They say that it's streaming now. So they dropped two episodes on HBO Max, and you could watch it at your leisure. And I plan on at some point doing a Young Justice series discussion, because I've been wanting to talk about Young Justice season by season, but life happens and it doesn't plan out the way, you know, the way I think it's going to, whether, you know, people can't make it or they haven't seen the show or, you know, just certain things happen that are out of my control. I'm going to try my best to do an entire discussion on all the seasons of Young Justice, the cartoon as a whole, because really, honestly, I think it's one of the best. Not saying it doesn't have its problems, because it really does, but at the same time, I fell in love with it like a lot of you back in 2011, you know? And I didn't want to compare it to something like Teen Titans, even though it did seem like a darker version of Teen Titans. It has its own vibe, it has its own merits, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But I would love to see this realized on screen. I mean, I know we got Titans, but Young Justice would be cool as well, you know what I'm saying? Or just mix the two, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I think at this point I've ranted enough. I'm going to put the poll in the description, and if you're on Spotify, check it out. What are you looking forward to the most? The Batman trailer? Aquaman trailer? Are you watching Young Justice? Are you going to be watching Shazam? I wanted to talk about Shazam, but I need to get more information on it, honestly. I wanted to talk about Shazam, but really, the most I know about Shazam is a little brief history of where it came from. I've never seen the movies, so I don't think it'd be fair for me to go in and just, you know, and start analyzing stuff when I haven't really gotten a full feel of the character just yet. So at some point I will be talking more about Shazam as well. But what do you guys think of Fandome? Did you enjoy it? And what movies or games are you looking forward to the most? Let me know. And with that, I am Elder Tenshi. Hope you have a good day. And I bid you peace, love, and never be normal.